Dear friends, today I would like to continue the meditation of yesterday about Paul's confession, Paul's conviction, power in weakness. I read from the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Boast in one's weakness. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. A paradox. Today, we live in a culture of power. Exaltation of power, glorification of violence and might. The one who is powerful, one who has the greatest powerful weapon, he is considered as a glorious one. Exaltation of power and might. In this context, everybody tries to excel, become more powerful, accumulate power. Power of by wealth, power by weapon, power by influence, whatever. So one's own power, exaltation of power. In this context, the saying of Paul might be found as a paradox. When I am weak, then I am strong. But this is what God does. God does not need the insolent might, the physical, muscular power of man. God works through weakness. God works in the weakness of man. That's what we see in all the history of salvation and also in the nature. For example, the history of salvation starts with the call of Abraham. Abraham was a rather powerful man, a tribal chieftain in his land. But he was asked to abandon everything, his relations, his family, his home, and then walk alone with his wife into a new land. From this barren old couple, God brings out a new people. Moses was called to bring out the enslaved Israelites from Egypt, from the mighty power of Pharaoh. But the weapon he had for that is just a staff, a shepherd's staff. Even that staff, God asked him to drop it. Drop the staff, and then he stands all alone. Finally, he is sent out to meet the Pharaoh with the staff in the hand. Moses with a shepherd's staff. It is this staff that defeats the mighty army of the Pharaoh. It is this staff that divides the mighty waters of the Red Sea. It's not the staff, but power of God invested in Moses. When Moses was weak, God manifested his strength. The same thing happens with Joshua. Joshua is asked not to fight against the walls of Jericho, only go around in procession 7 days, once a week, once a day. And on the seventh day, seven times, go round and round, singing, blowing the trumpet. And the walls of Jericho fell down. Israel experienced it in her life. The same thing happens also with Jesus. When Jesus wants to proclaim the good news to the whole world, he doesn't choose emperors and kings and politicians and royal powers. He chooses 12 weak people, fishermen, farmers, villagers. And with this group of 12, he conquers the whole world for the good news. It is the power of God that works through the powerlessness of man. So don't be afraid of your weakness, of your powerlessness. When we are weak, we have the source of infinite power. We trust in God's power, not in our own power. It could be also our struggle against our own evil inclinations, struggle against sin. God's power is in us. It is the power of God that helps us. It's also the nature. The drops of water that fall again and again continuously for years can pierce the rock. The blade of a grass can also pierce the rock. The gentle power. Love might be considered as weak, but love is more powerful than hatred. Life is more powerful than death. What appears to be weak is actually powerful because God's power is in it. So trust in God's power. He will do miracles through you. Amen.